A Letter from Dad by Sean McAvoy. Mark 14:36. Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. My son was having a problem at school, not with his schoolwork or even socially. It was a personal problem, and it was minor, but it was of some concern to his mother and me, and if he didn't solve it soon, it would become of greater concern to him as well. We tried all sorts of encouragement, even forms of discouragement. We did everything we could within the bounds of letting him feel secure, making sure we knew he was excelling at the important first grader type stuff, making sure he didn't develop a complex. Still, nothing was working. Basically, he'd get so involved and engrossed in whatever he was doing that day or at that hour that he just couldn't remember to take care of other important items. A multitasker, he is not yet. Nor must he be. Laser-like focus and concentration is a trait I know many parents wish their children displayed. Anyway, as with many things, the solution came from him. One morning, as we were praying and encouraging him about the issue before school, he suggested a note. He said it might really help him if I wrote him a note, a special secret note in a code just for us that he could keep in his chair pocket at school, one he could take out every day and read and think of me and remember what he was supposed to do. Immediately, I got out some paper, wrote out a message of love and encouragement that also contained a hidden meaning for Jordan, and sent him on his way, not knowing what to expect. More than 3 weeks later, he'd not had an instance of the problem. He credits the letter from Dad, says he takes it out before every class. It makes him smile. It makes him feel loved. It reminds him who he is and what he needs to do. We all have one of those, you know, a letter from Dad. Something to read at the start of every day that tells us we're loved, encourages us, challenges us, reminds us who we are and what we need to do. A note that has surprising power to heal our woes and solve our problems. Intersecting faith and life. Have you read yours today? For further reading, visit Proverbs 3:3 and Deuteronomy 6:6-7.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.